All right, we got a lot of things to deal with here. We're going to go to New York and see if we can help Linda. Linda, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. What can we help you with?
Well, my husband built this ranch 16 years ago, and it stinks.
Well, don't beat around the bush, Linda. Come on, tell us what the problem is.
Okay, I love my home, but it smells musty, not all the time, and we can't seem to figure out why. Even my clothes. Sometimes I'm with my daughter and she says, "Ma, your clothes, they stink." And I'm embarrassed. We don't know what it is. I had written in a number of years ago, and I know you had, you didn't speak to me, but you guys talked amongst yourselves.
Right.
Told me to get a dehumidifier in the house. We did. Got one of these little digital things here to the humidity.
Hygrometer?
Yeah, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It says 60 on it anyway.
It's
so
a little high. Yep.
Yeah. So I was wondering, my husband's at a loss. He doesn't know. I was wondering if there is a specific company, not a name of a company, but somebody we should contact here in New York that maybe can help us.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it is a tough problem when you've had because it's all about the high humidity generally in a home like that, if it's not pet related or anything along those lines. And if you have a relative humidity percentage that's above 50%, then you're going to have that musty type smell, just like you have in basements many times, and you can have it throughout the house. The problem is, once you correct the humidity aspect of it, which again, if you're not keeping it below 50, you'll never get rid of that smell. And there are, different, things that can make your house smell better and so forth. But to get to the root of the problem, it's kind of like, Joe, you and I were talking a while back about, your car. You go and you get
right.
Your car detailed and all cleaned out and everything smelling good and all like that. And after, a few weeks, it maybe returns to an older car smell. Well, a lot of that's the same way that you're relating to your home, because under the seats, the fabric, all the little crooks and crannies and crevices and so forth, that's where you really have to get into those areas to eliminate the smell. So what I would suggest is, first of all, make sure that relative humidity is low. Second, I would air your house out as much as you possibly can. Doors, windows, have some fans blowing through there. The more fresh air you get in there, the better it's going to be. And then certainly after that, some of the tips, Joe, that tip with putting I think you said vanilla one time on air filter.
Air filter, yeah. You can put the vanilla extract or some kind of essence oil essence on the filter, and it'll blow through. But this is such a consistent problem that now you say sometimes it's worse than others. Is it worse when it's like hot and humid or rainy outside?
No, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It happens in the winter and it happens in the summer. I'm not like you guys. I can't have the house open in the middle of the winter.
Right, right. Of course.
We get
yeah,
all that
yeah.
snow.
Right.
What my husband had said to me to ask you, is it possible, because our ground is clay underneath and it's
right.
wet.
It's holding a lot of moisture, right?
Yes. Yeah. Is it possible that when the foundation went in, the cinder blocks is the water went in there, and then it rises up. I don't know. He had said that this
right.
morning.
Well, if you're in clay soil, it's certainly holding a lot of water. And you have a basement?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Often you can't put a basement in clay soil. So
is it a full basement, or is it just
yes.
a – okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So a lot of moisture might be coming through the ground, which might be why it's so persistent, because you're always going to have groundwater, and if it's not being blocked as Danny mentioned, ventilating is the only thing that's going to get that out of there. And, and as you suggested, in the winter, what do? You're not going to leave your windows open in New York when it's cold out. And as far as companies, there is a company you may have heard of called Service Master, and that's all they do is clean up homes and businesses, and they try to solve problems. My concern would be that they'll go in, as Danny mentioned, about having your car detailed. They'll go in there at a certain cost, which might be pretty high, and your house will smell great for a week or a month, but then what when it comes back, unless they find something like there's the ducts haven't been cleaned, they need to be cleaned, or, you know, your the humidity is high and they might be able to suggest something, maybe a whole house dehumidifier.
And Linda, what type of air conditioning system do you have? Is it a central heating and cooling system or is it just window units?
No, it's central, okay. Hooked down to the furnace.
Okay. I would also, you know, maybe consider getting a good reputable air conditioning guy out there explaining that problem, because it could easily have a small crack or small leak in your return air that's pulling a lot of that hot, moist air into the ductwork and then distributing it out. You'll never get the smell out of the house if that's the case. And many times that is the case, where you just don't see that return air chase and that plenum that's part of the system. And if it's leaking at all and pulling in from some of that area, then it's just constantly distributing that type of humidity all throughout the house.
Okay.
And if someone looks at...
the whole thing apart and cleaned it.
Good. But you have to, if it's not, it could be insulated, but if those ducts aren't sealed, don't let someone look at them and say, oh, well, they're insulated. That's probably not the issue, because ducts have to be sealed and then insulated, because the joints have to be sealed so that they don't keep blowing out or sucking in air from outside.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah, I would certainly get a good guy and be right there when they're doing the work so that you can ask them a lot of questions. But Linda, certainly appreciate you being a part of the show, and I hope we've been able to help you a little bit.